The task of collecting debris is at least reminiscent of the job that had to be done after any number of airplane crashes, but in several respects it is radically different. Jim Hall is familiar with air crash investigations from his days as chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. And, Mr. Hall, how do these numbers compare with your NTSB experience? 2,000 sites where debris has been found in an area more than 100 miles long and 10 miles wide.
Well, obviously, in an airplane crash, the crash site is much more compact. While it's not unusual if there's a breakup of the aircraft prior to impact, for there to be pieces of the aircraft scattered in different locations. Certainly nothing over hundreds of miles as we've seen here. And it's a daunting task for all of the individuals that are involved with the recovery.
Do you think that the NTSB's model for investigating airplane crashes would translate to this? If your agency had been called upon to do it, it could do it.
Oh, clearly the model works regardless of the scale of the event.
How do you describe the NTSB model?
Well, it's an independent agency that is structured specifically to investigate accidents and tragedies. And we have used this from TWA 800 to the crash of a single-engine aircraft. But the model would be applicable to an event like this, where Congress or the President to decide to give the board that responsibility.
So the fact that this was at 200,000 feet, way beyond anything we've seen with aviation, or at many multiples of the speed of sound, doesn't matter. You could adapt the investigative method to those problems.
Well, the board works through the party process, so we would, of course, be looking to the expertise within NASA and within the other organizations that have a role here, the manufacturers of the space shuttle, et cetera, in order to structure the investigation. What the board brings is the independence so that the American people are sure that the person conducting the investigation is doing it strictly for their benefit.
Is that as important here, since in an airplane crash, I look forward to flying commercial aviation, but in a shuttle crash, that's not on my agenda to take the shuttle anytime soon. That's somebody else's problem for the professionals.
Well, I have a high respect for NASA and for the other government organizations that are involved here, but at the bottom line of all this is the American people are paying the bill. And I think what the American people would want is an independent investigation. And I believe this is the direction they're attempting to go in, and I hope they get there.
But you wouldn't call what you've heard about yet an investigation that is as independent as the National Transportation Safety Board is independent.
No, and it is different because the National Transportation Safety Board does civilian investigations, and this is more an investigation primarily led by a government agency that is responsible for performing a specific function.
Well, one might say, perhaps indirectly, but even so, ultimately investigating itself.
Well, and I think that's the issue in this, and it's the issue with a lot of things that the credibility of an NTSB investigation brings is the credibility of having an independent body that has the final responsibility for the investigation and for the recommendations that are made.
Jim Hall, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jim Hall spoke to us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He is now an aviation safety consultant. He is former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.